The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes the word away that was sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy. But they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30 and 60 and 100-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. The great philosopher Plato once said that evil was caused by ignorance. In other words, as soon as you know what's right, you always choose it. Well, let's make one thing really clear. In the church, we do not believe that. We do not believe that. We believe that it's very possible for people to very clearly know what's wrong and wholeheartedly choose it anyway. The great battle between right and wrong is not fought primarily in the mind. It's fought primarily in the heart. It's like what St. Thomas Aquinas said, the intellect is motivated by the will. People want what they want, and they often fabricate reasons to do what they already know is wrong. The intellect is motivated by the will. So Jesus comes along and he says, the sower went out to sow, and some seed fell on the path, and some seed fell on rocky ground, and some seed fell among soil, good soil, and some seed fell among thorns. And you hear it and you think to yourself, well, you know, it sounds just like fate to me. Some seed just falls where it falls. Some people are this way and some people are that. Until you realize that all four responses are responses in our own heart. Sometimes the seed doesn't grow because we sure as heck don't want the seed to grow. We don't want to know, and we don't want to understand, and we quit as soon as it becomes difficult. Right? You don't need to answer. The sower and the seed is one of only two parables that Jesus ever personally explains himself, but there's one thing that Jesus does not explain. And that's probably because it's so clear that it doesn't need to be explained. And that is that every seed, no matter where it's sown, was a seed that was meant to grow. That every single person, without exception, that you'll meet today, every single person is called not only to holiness, but to the very summit of holiness. Now, that was the subject that was taken up by our saint for the day, St. Francis de Sales. I don't know how much you know about St. Francis de Sales, but if you don't know much about him, I encourage you to learn about him. I would say that together with St. Teresa, there's no saint in the church more helpful for the spirituality of lay people than St. Francis de Sales. Francis de Sales was a bishop in the 17th century in the time of the Protestant Reformation. He lived in France. He lived in Switzerland. He went toe-to-toe with John Calvin, with Ulrich Zwingli, and defended the truths of the faith. Francis de Sales was a doctor of the church. Now, I've mentioned this before, but let me just reiterate what a doctor of the church is. There are only 37 doctors of the church. Who knows? God alone knows how many saints, but only 37 doctors of the church. It's quite an elite group. And the doctors of the church, first of all, are holy even among the saints, right? They would be the all pros of Team Heaven. Holy even among the saints. But what really sets the doctors of the church apart is that each one taught something, or should say clarified something about God's revelation that's never been clarified before and is of value to the entire church. And for St. Francis de Sales, it was a spirituality for lay people. Now, before Francis de Sales, it was presumed that if you were serious about becoming a saint, if you were serious about not just becoming a friend of God, but becoming a close, intimate friend of God, that you would get yourself off to a monastery. That was assumed. Now, no, the church never taught that, don't get me wrong. But what Vatican II called the universal call to holiness was first clearly taught by St. Francis de Sales, and he taught it in a book called Introduction to the Devout Life. I won't say this about many books, but I will say this about Introduction to the Devout Life. Drop what you're reading and start reading it now. It's one of those classics of the spiritual life that gets better every time you've read it. Classics are like that. You know the difference between bad music and great music? When you hear bad music, it has an initial hook, and you're hooked, and it's your favorite song, and you want to listen to it over and over and over again until a critical moment comes in which you begin to realize that you can't stand to hear this song and you don't ever want to hear it again, right? It goes bad real fast. Great music isn't like that. It's a little bit mild when you first hear it, but it gets better and better and better every time you listen. Well, the classics of the spiritual life are like that too. Introduction to the Devout Life is one of those books you can read over and over and over again and get more out of it every time. Let me summarize it for you real quick. Spirituality for lay people in 5 steps. Step number 1, develop your resolution, your determination to follow God no matter what. Number 1. Number 2, build that with prayer and sacraments. Number 3, from that, develop virtues. Number 4, learn how to overcome temptations. And number 5, learn how to persevere. That's Introduction to the Devout Life. And through it all, maybe one of the most helpful points in all the spiritual life is the importance of being consistent. Francis de Sales, he makes this point, and very few other spiritual writers ever make this point. He says that it's easy to be pious, but it's very hard to be holy. And often, we fool ourselves. We think we're holy, when in fact we're only pious. For example, it's easy to pray. It's not too difficult. But it's very hard to continue that spirit of prayer all day long and continue and to be diligent in your duties. He says it's easy, for example, to fast. Maybe you don't eat your favorite food. Maybe you restrain your tongue from drinking wine. But how hard it is to restrain the use of that tongue for the rest of the day and not to stab your neighbor with it and slander and detraction. He says it's easy to give alms. Anybody can give a nickel to charity. But how hard it is to devote your time. The importance of being consistent. So I wouldn't say this about many books, but I would say it about Introduction to the Devout Life. Stop what you're doing right now and read it. Because Francis de Sales would disagree with Plato. He would say that the most important thing in the spiritual life is not knowing what's right. It's choosing it. Little lesson for the day. Little lesson for the day. That God has chosen you for this time, in this set of circumstances, and it isn't an accident, because he knows you can bear good fruit. You are meant to grow 30 and 60 and 100-fold Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. St. Francis de Sales, pray for us.